Hi, everyone. Welcome to Nancy's Metaphysical World and More. Today, I have another great guest. She does a multitude of things. One of the things that she does do is pet communication, and she does some healings. Her name is Irma. So, Irma, welcome to the show.
Hi.
How are you?
Thanks for having me. Great.
Oh, you're very welcome, Irma. Irma, could you tell, like, my listeners maybe a little bit about you, like what all you do?
Okay. Well, I do, like you said, the pet communication sessions. I also do energy healing work. I'm a Reiki master and quantum touch practitioner and instructor. I'm also a life coach, a psychic medium and reader, and also a yoga instructor.
That's a big list, huh? It keeps you very busy, doesn't it?
Yes.
Which is a good thing. Irma, if you don't mind, we're going to open up the phone lines. If anybody wants to call in, they can ask us a question about the pets, or they can ask a question about themselves. Would that be okay with you?
That's okay.
All right. So in the meantime, until some calls come in, let's talk a little bit about the pet communication, because a lot of people have pets, and they don't quite understand their pet, or they don't know how their pet feels, or some of them, their pets have already crossed over. So do you communicate with both alive ones and the ones who have already crossed?
Yes, I do. I connect with them telepathically, and all I need is a description of the animal or a picture of the animal in order to connect with them.
So you don't...
And it's almost...
Go ahead.
It's almost like having a mental conversation with someone, but it's an animal instead.
Okay, so you don't necessarily have to have the person in front of you in order for you to do the pet communication.
That's correct.
So they could basically send you out a picture with a description, or they could just maybe give you a call and give you a description of it. Would that work?
Yes, or they could just email me.
Okay. The reason why I ask is because if we get some callers calling in, we have to make sure that if they're going to ask about a pet, that they understand that they don't have to be right in front of you as long as they can describe the pet and its name. And right away, there's a caller. So let's go to a call, and then we'll talk to you a little bit more, okay? Hello, caller. Are you
okay.
There?
Yes, how you doing? My name is Joe.
Hi, Joe.
How you doing?
And do you have a question?
Yes, I have a question for Irma.
Okay.
I recently, one of my pets have passed away, and I'd just like to know if maybe she might know something about that. And
okay,
I also have another pet. The pet is a cat. They're both cats. They were brothers, and one just passed away, you know, not too long ago. I'm just curious to know, like, how the one brother, you know, is taking it. It seemed like in the beginning he wasn't taking it all that well, but now he seems like he's okay with it.
What you need to do is give Irma a description of what they look like,
okay,
and maybe their names too, okay?
Okay. They both were... They look pretty much very alike. They're both black and white cats, both males. The one that passed away, his name was Max. And the one that's still alive, and his name is Mo.
Okay, so Irma, are you getting anything?
Yes, I'm getting that the Max, he comes around. He visits.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm picking up that Mo has actually seen him. I don't know if you've been aware of how he sometimes does kind of like stares at something that's not really there.
Yeah,
I've
heard of
that. I don't
know if you've noticed that. Yeah, well, I kind of noticed a little bit, but I also have heard about that they're, the cats, the animals can see like spirits and stuff like that. So I'm not really surprised as far as that. But I'm just curious as far as how, if you would know how Mo, you know, feels, because in the beginning it kind of like he was missing him in a way, but in another way it seemed like he didn't know why or what happened, you know. That's what I'm curious about.
Okay.
Irma?
For some reason he always thought that he was going to be the one, Mo thought that he was going to be the one to leave first, so he was in a way shocked and surprised when Max
went before,
became ill and went on before him. So that shook him up.
I also have another quick question. We're not sure. Like, I'm like kind of, I have an idea how he passed away, but I'm not 100% sure because it seemed like because we at most times we kind of let him out, which is not the greatest thing. But he would go out like towards the backyard, but sometimes he would climb the fence and, you know, go to the neighbor and he'll come right back. There'll be no problem with that. Then we started cutting him down doing that because they say it's not really all that healthy. But I don't know if he actually had bitten a stray animal, whether it be a mouse or something of some sort. So we're not sure if he was sick and he died of sickness or something else. When, you know, I'm not sure what the cause was.
Yeah. I'm getting that it was something that was consumed. He was not, like, struck by a vehicle or anything like that.
No, there was, that's, you know, when I saw him, because it must have been somewhat recently, because I usually check up on him and see where he is and how he's doing, and I saw him laying down, you know, right, he was right next door, so I went around the house and I looked at him, I picked him up, and I was like, what the heck, is he dead, you know, so I picked him up, and I didn't see any, you know, puncture marks or any real marks on his whole body, just, mm-hmm. you know, his eyes were, like, somewhat open a little bit, and I don't know if it was like a heart attack or some sort. That's why, you know, I'm not sure what it was. Or it could have been the grass. Some people put some certain chemicals in the grass. He might have maybe eaten certain parts of the grass. I'm not sure.
Is there an older man that lives around by you someplace?
An older man?
Yes,
next door neighbor.
Did he like the cat?
Yes and no. I really don't really, you know, didn't really give too much into that.
I only asked because when you're asking the questions, I also turn over cards and I come up with this older man who actually likes one of the cats, mm-hmm. but doesn't necessarily like both of the cats. And I don't know which is which here. And I was just curious how he felt mm-hmm. about the cats.
He really didn't get into details so much about them. I think a couple of times he said, oh, you know, sometimes your cats come in my backyard. You know, and I kind of chased him away. Because at one point, he used to have a dog. And, you know, his dog had passed away not around like 2 or 3 years ago. But he didn't get too details about the cats. He said, you know, just watch them, you know. They don't come back here and get to fight with his dog.
Do you think it was a possibility that maybe accidentally he may have put something down on the ground and the cat may have eaten it?
Yeah, because I'm getting that it was something that the cat ate.
Except one time we saw him, and, you know, I don't know if maybe he went after a mouse or something. And I mean, because I remember one time my sister had mentioned that he was going after a mouse, and he might have killed it. So I'm curious if maybe the mouse had rabies or something, or he had, you know, ingested certain chemicals in the grass outside. I'm not sure which one it was, or if maybe it's hereditary. We're not sure what it was. Or could it be the food?
I keep showing up with this man, maybe accidentally may have put something
in his grass, or gave him something?
Well, I don't think he necessarily did it on purpose.
Really?
Okay, but I do have the man showing us why I asked. And then I have like a death card that shows. So that's why I was a little curious. Could that be a possibility, Irma, that maybe he put something down that, you know, I don't believe he did it on purpose.
May have given him something that got him sick?
Yeah. Is that a possibility?
I would definitely be surprised.
Well, but again, not on purpose. Okay, not on purpose.
But what could he have given him that...
Well, I don't think it's necessary that he gave him something. I think he may have put something down, you know, and maybe the cat might have eaten it. But, you know, that's a possibility. Irma, do you get anything like that?
Yeah, I'm picking up that it was almost like a toxic substance.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe it was like a treatment to the grass. Because some people, they put like certain, for weeds or something, maybe they throw some chemicals. Is that possible?
Mm-hmm.
On the grass? No?
I'm getting that that's possible because, like I said, I don't think he did it on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Was this an older cat?
No, he was maybe, what was he, like 5 years old? he, I mean, he was in good shape. It seemed like, you know, I think maybe one time, maybe he wasn't feeling all that well, but, like, I didn't really recognize something that really struck me. My sister said she had heard maybe a couple of times where he wasn't feeling all that well here and there, but it wasn't like, you know, staring in your face. It wasn't like something, you know, because I'm pretty good with that. I kind of notice if someone's sick or something, so I don't know. It kind of bothers me because I'm not 100% enclosed with that, so that's what, you know.
Did you get anything
weird
else from
her? I'm just getting that the cat almost, like, blacked out. Was it very hot that day when you found him?
No, it was pretty cool, actually. Towards the end of the winter time,
that he, like, collapsed, almost, like, fainted and blacked out, and that was it. So he went pretty quickly.
Yeah, happy to hear that, but it was just, his death was kind of a little bit shocking almost, because, you know, we thought he was really, you know, he ate good, he was happy, everything was pretty good between, you know, him and his brother, so it's kind of weird, but is there any way you can communicate to his brother? I mean, his brother knows. I mean, what is he, you know, what he's thinking?
Yes. His brother's telling me right now that he's comfortable with Max being on the other side, but like I mentioned earlier, in the beginning he was stunned.
Gosh,
because
yeah,
he was not expecting this at all.
Neither were we, that's why, and I know he was like kind of, first few days, he was kind of like looking for him, you know, and how am I supposed to, you know, tell the cat, okay, you know, your brother just passed away, but I noticed that he knew, but, you know, he was just kind of a little, I don't know if he didn't seem like he was shocked, he was just very surprised, you know.
Mm-hmm. I think he'd come up very surprised, and what I'm also getting is that by you actually, you know, stroking him, he still understood that it was still okay.
Yeah, we were kind of really close to him after his brother passed away. Mm-hmm. So he kind of took it a little bit better, you know. You know, so
okay, because that's kind of what I get. Do you get the same thing, Irma, that, you know, by touching him and stroking him, that, you know, he's doing okay with the whole situation?
Yes, and I'm also picking up that Max has, I don't know if you remember your dreams, but he has come to you in dreams.
Yeah, you know, I don't know how, they weren't like, I think so. I think I, you know, I understand what you're saying, because it seems like I try to communicate or something sometimes, because I, you know, I used to have a dog years back, and I think on the one day that he, the next day that he died, and he was an old dog, just 15 to 16 years old, and I didn't want to, you know, kill him, you know, what do they call that when you try to give him the shot?
Euthanize him?
Yeah, I didn't, you know, I felt uncomfortable, and it looked like he was, like, trying to speak to me, and it was that day, that night before he passed away, and I was kind of trying to communicate with him, was saying, like, you know, can you do it on your own? Will you do it on your own? You know, because I noticed he was in pain, you know, and that night he passed away. So I'm just curious, and, you know, I felt it in my sleep that he passed away. Like, you know, he came into me. So I think the same thing happened when Max passed away, something like that. You know, it's kind of,
He's letting me know that he will appear to you in a dream this week.
Oh, okay.
But he's fine on the other side, and he does visit and comes around.
Yeah.
Both you and his brother.
Oh, that's good.
So that dream is something for you to look forward to.
Okay, that sounds good. Can you tell me just very quick before you get off, as far as my dog, can you say anything about that, that passed away? His name was Rocky.
Rocky?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's letting me know that he had a very great life, that you spent a lot of time with him, like, playing. I see, like, a ball being tossed.
Oh,
it
yeah.
It was something
yeah
that you two did together
yeah
a lot.
Yeah, we did.
So he wants to just acknowledge that and thank you for spending time with him.
Yeah, he had a long life. And, okay.
I think he also, a little bit from what I get, was okay with the fact that you were basically telling him it was okay to go. Because I think he needed to hear that before he could go.
Yeah. Yeah, because it seemed like towards the end of his life that he was in a lot of pain, you know, with arthritis, yeah. His heart was weak, you know, and it's kind of, you know.
I come up, and I'm sure Irma does too, that he's actually really good. I come up with the world's best card in the deck.
Hmm.
So, I mean, he's doing really pretty good, much better than he did when he was in his last parts here.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you get also, Irma?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You mean in spirit world, he's doing good, you mean?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
very
okay.
Good.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Irma, why don't you give out your phone number, website, or email address, whatever you can give out to the listeners in case they'd like to contact you after the show's over.
Okay. My website is www.dreampossibilities.com, and my telephone number is 630-253-9264.
If people want to have a consultation with you, they do it by appointment only?
Yes. Or they could also, if they're in Illinois, Dundee, I do work out of a holistic center there called Golden Harvest, and that's located at 330 North 8th Street in West Dundee, Illinois, and I'm there every Tuesday.
Great. Now, we do have another call, so caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
And can we have your name, please?
Hello.
Can we have your name?
Hello.
Bill, is that what you said?
I'm sorry, I can't
Hello?
Hear you.
Yeah. All right. We'll just, like, you know, let them call back and we'll see what happens. Anyway, so you're at the Golden Harvest on Tuesdays. They can call and make appointments to come see you at that time, Irma?
Yes, yes. Okay. If they're in the area.
If they're in the area.
Yeah. If not, then I do also do phone consultations.
Okay. So you do the remote conversations with the animals?
Yes.
Okay. If somebody wants to have a healing done, because you mentioned a couple types, you mentioned Reiki and you mentioned Quantum Touch. Can you explain to the listeners the difference between the two, if there is one?
Well, both of them utilize the life force energy. Reiki focuses more on the 7 main chakras in the body, and Quantum Touch focuses more on the pain or emotional balance that the person is feeling, and it also has different breathing patterns to amplify the energy flow. I also teach Quantum Touch workshops every month, and they could check out my website to find out the date.
All right. Now, we have another caller. So, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Can we have your name, please?
It's Andrea.
Christine?
Andrea.
Andrea. Okay. And is this for a pet?
No. I'd like to find about... I have been working very diligently on a list of qualities I want in another person to have a relationship with. And I'm just wondering, is anything moving? Because I have waited a long time, and I really wasn't ready, so now I am.
Okay, so you've been working on a list of qualities that you want in another person for a relationship. Is that
right.
What I'm hearing? Okay. And because of this work, you want to know if you've been making some headway so that there's a person that can be coming in. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Irma, do you get anything real quick?
I keep confirming that you have a long list.
Yeah.
It's very specific.
Right. That's right.
It's real important. Well, some people, I'll put it this way, some people believe it's real important to put out there exactly what you want so you can get back exactly what you're putting out, okay? Your patience level is wearing very thin at the moment because you've been working on it, and it hasn't quite happened just yet. Is that true?
Well, I would just say that I'm more curious, you know, to see if anything's happening, because I have been approached, but, it, you know, it was just like, oh, hi, bye, thing kind of thing. So I was just wondering, you know, is this like the start of something happening?
Yes. I actually have two guys that are showing. I have one guy that's about 5'10", 5'11", darker brown hair, dark brown eyes, kind of like a medium to dark skin, very, very smart, either has money or knows how to make money. He's showing. I also have another guy that's showing. This guy is probably around 6 feet tall. He's got brown hair, but it's kind of like a lighter medium brown. And he has probably greenish hazel eyes. And he is not having a good time. He's a good guy, but he's not having a good time. So you're going to have to be real careful to make sure that when this nice guy comes in, that you don't get all wrapped up with what he has to complete before you really let him into your life totally, okay?
Okay.
So you're going to have a choice of at least two coming in very soon.
Mm-hmm.
All right? You yourself are coming up as the Queen of Pentacles, which means you're very, very smart when you want to be. So it's very important that you do not sell yourself short. You do not let anybody else sell you short, ever. And you're also capable of making really good money. A lot of your inner sadness that you've already gone through is actually due to turn to happiness very, very soon as these two people start to come in, okay?
Okay.
Irma, do you get anything else you'd like to tell her?
I'm picking up that one of these two men is actually going to be one that she'll stay with for a long time.
Wow.
That would be good.
Oh, I guess it will be. I had just been curious because I felt like something was working, but I really wasn't quite sure. And, I have been working on that and working on my own self-esteem and working on getting a better job because I hadn't had any good prospects for years. So I had been
I'm going to give you a couple affirmations to say for yourself since
okay.
you're working on stuff anyway.
Okay.
The first one, you're going to be saying to yourself every day, all of these actually, you're going to say it every day, at least once a day, but as many times a day as you want, okay?
Okay.
The first one, and you have to say it kind of exact, it goes like this. How great it is, I have this wonderful job that I really like, that's paying me the money I'm worth now. All right? How great it is, I have this wonderful job that I really like, that's paying me the money I'm worth now. That's for your job and money, okay?
Okay.
The other one, for relationships, it's how great it is I am in this wonderful, happy, caring, loving relationship with the right person now. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Yeah, I hear that.
Okay. With the right person now. And the reason why you put now on those is because the universe knows no time frame, so you're going to give it one, okay?
Okay.
Oh. So once you start with those, you'd be surprised how quickly things can start to manifest for you, okay? But you have to say it loud and proud, emotional, and mean it.
Okay.
Okay?
Because
a lot of people say affirmations, but they're just saying the words because somebody said, oh, we'll try this, try that, you know, this sounds good. But unless you're emotionally attached to it and you're giving out that emotional energy with it, it's probably not going to work as well, okay?
Okay. And I have...
Irma,
are
you still there?
I'm here.
Those are very good, Nancy.
Hey. Do you have anything you'd like to add for her?
Just to continue to have a positive outlook.
Okay.
You know, and keep working. The only thing is, don't overthink things, because you do sound like you are a thinker.
Yes.
And a lot of times when people overthink or rethink or redebate or whatever word you want to use, they tend to slow down the process or they make it so it doesn't come out as well as it could have. So trust in your first gut feeling, which is what you've been trying to do. That's real, real important, okay?
Okay.
Because the more you trust it and start to say those affirmations with emotions attached is a better way for it to all happen for you, okay?
Right, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling.
Can I have one quick question from Aurora?
Sure.
Although I didn't have a pet, I did have a little kitten come around for at least a week and a half. And I just got attached to her, or I think it was her, and fed her and loved her, and she was just very attached to me, too. And I'm not sure what kind of cat it was. I'm thinking sort of like calico, the sort of brownish, but no stripes or anything, and yellowish eyes. And, you know, it seemed to be looking for a home because it kept meowing the first time I saw it. And then one day she just disappeared. And I never really found out what happened to her. I was just sort of upset that she might have gotten attacked because there were a lot of other cats around here that don't have homes. And I just wondered, is there a way that you can pick that up? What happened to her?
Yeah. I'm picking up that she's no longer here.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's what I was afraid of.
Yes, and so do I. I actually come up with a cruelty card, which is like the second worst card in the deck.
Oh, my. Yeah, I thought she had, might have been... do you feel like she might have been attacked by other cats or a person?
Let me see. I'm not getting by a person, no.
Okay.
It wasn't another cat. I'm picking up another animal.
Oh.
Are there foxes around?
No, there's no foxes. But, you know, there's animals here nowadays that, you know, we never saw before. So I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Well, thanks so very much, both of you. Have a good night.
You too. Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye.
Bye now. Irma, do you want to give out your phone number and your website again, please?
Okay, my website is www.dreampossibilities.com, and my telephone number is 630-253-9264.
Okay. If somebody calls in and wants you to do, like, a communication with them, do you... offer a tape for them, or do you send them out notes, how, you know, or do you just, like, talk with them?
I talk with them, and if they want the information typed up, I could also send it in the email.
Okay.
Or through mail.
Okay. Your email address, do you have an email address you want to give out?
Yes, it's IrmaDenise@AOL.com.
Okay. Now, we do have another caller on the line. So, caller, are you there?
Yes.
And can we have your name, please?
Hi, I'm Rose.
Rose, and do you have a question?
Yes, I have a cat. She's 13 years old. She's gray. And she, her name is Runt, R-U-N-T. And I have a question because she lately, for the past year or so, has been making a lot of meowing. Usually when she's upstairs, she meows so much, and she comes over to me and aggressively rubs me. And if I'm sitting down somewhere, she comes and wants to lick me constantly or rub me constantly. And sometimes she scratches me, too. I don't think she means to be mean, but it's like she's trying to get my attention, and she actually has, you know, cut me a couple of times when she does that. And I just feel that she wants something from me, and I just don't, I can't, I'm not sure what she's asking me for. I mean, I feed her well, and she's comfortable. She's an indoor cat. And I just wonder if you could tell me what's wrong, or what is she trying to tell me?
Yeah, I'm thinking out this health-related. Has she been to the vet recently?
Recently? No, not recently. Maybe a year ago. Get her shots. She has a good appetite, drinks water. I don't see anything physically wrong with her.
Yeah, I'm picking up that it's almost like in the digestion area. Like, how has her stool been?
normal.
Okay. Yeah, I would suggest taking her to the vet.
So she's in pain? Is that what you're telling me? She's in pain?
Yeah, I'm picking up that it's health related.
And digestion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe her food might need to be changed, even though, you know, she tends to eat it.
I have changed it ever since I came out with that scare with the food. I switched over to a better quality food from a for Whole Foods, you know. So she's getting a better quality food now.
Okay. Because I'm also coming up with a little bit of something, because I come up with sadness. So I have to tend to think also that she should probably be taken to the vet just in case.
You come up with sadness?
Yeah, there's like some sadness going on inside of her, which, you know, could equate to pain or, you know, something not quite being right with her.
You know what I kind of just wondered, because we also have a dog, and the dog is very jealous of her and kind of doesn't like for her to get near me or the husband.
Mm-hmm.
And so the cat has to kind of not get so close to us when the dog's around. But when the dog's sleeping, then she comes over and kind of will want to be by us, and that's when she gets a little more aggressive with her attention. So I was thinking maybe it's the dog that's making her feel sad.
Has she ever fought with the dog?
Oh, the dog isn't mean to her, but the dog will want to play with her, the cat doesn't want to play with the dog, so she actually gets mad at the dog and will try to scratch the dog, and then I have to intervene because the dog just wants to play or tease her, whichever. But the dog doesn't hurt her. Well, that's not true. Sometimes when the dog sees her there, she'll like run over her, like knock her down and things like that. But again, the dog has a big smile on her face, like she's playing only. But I'm sure it hurts the cat.
Because she may have a bruised rib or something also, you know, as to why she would do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, it probably wouldn't hurt, and I think Irma would probably agree to take her to the vet just to make sure. She is, the dog is jealous of her, but she's also jealous of the dog. You have to understand that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So her aggressiveness is going to, you know, be when, as soon as she has the chance, she's going to want your attention.
Right.
Okay. And the meowing, though, usually a cat doesn't do a lot of meowing. You know, they're pretty independent.
She never did. Yeah.
You know, but that's what I'm saying. There's probably something going on, like Irma is saying,
mm-hmm.
that it would be worth taking her to the vet just to make sure. Because she may have a bruised rib from the dog running over her. She may have some bruised, you know, organs inside because of that.
Mm-hmm. But she walks normally and everything, but regardless, though, huh?
Yeah, it doesn't really matter, because, I mean, even if somebody has a bruised rib, a person has a bruised rib, they still try to walk normal.
Right.
You know, and so, again, cats are pretty independent, and they don't like people to know too much about them, but I think I really have to agree with Irma that it would be worth taking her to the vet just to make sure, okay?
Okay, I'll do that then.
Any other questions?
No. Is my dog okay? Because she's been limping a little bit. She had surgery on one of her legs about 8 months ago, and every now and then she still limps. And it'll be like she'll be fine, then she starts limping again. So I'm like, what's going on there?
What kind of
dog?
What's
your dog's name?
Wookie. Female. She's a chow. She's about 8 years old, 7 or 8.
And this was a pretty big surgery?
Yeah, ligament surgery. It was a pretty severe surgery, yeah. She had like 10-inch, you know, a cut along her back.
Something having to do with the nerves in that area is making it almost like pinch when she steps down on that foot, on that paw.
Will they get better, or I give her Reiki sometimes. I've taken Reiki 1 class, and I give her Reiki every now and then on it.
Yeah, I would recommend that you do Reiki on her more, on the leg. I see. I feel like getting better, but not anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
It if you don't do the Reiki.
Okay. Yeah, I don't do Reiki that much to her, you know, maybe once a week. Maybe I need to do it more often.
Mm-hmm. Like 2 or 3 times a week would be better.
For how long, how many minutes do I spend doing it on her?
I'm getting like 10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
And that's off.
Yeah, because when I do it once a week, I did at least 15 minutes, so, okay. Sometimes she doesn't seem to like it. She'll walk away, and then other times she's asleep, so I'm doing it while she's sleeping. So then other times she's like, oh, you again, you're going to do that? And she'll want to walk away from me.
Sometimes yeah. The animals will do that because they're not quite understanding what the shift of energy is, because animals are very, very energy, you know, conscious, believe it or not. You know, so they don't quite understand. I mean, so if, for example, you're catching her off guard or something, she may not be quite, you know, saying, okay, do this to me. But animals normally, and I think this is true, animals normally really like energy work done on them.
Right.
As long as it's not too much.
Yeah, some animals are very sensitive. So what I would suggest is that you do distant healing on your dog. Because I know my cat is very sensitive to energy, and she does not like me putting my hands around her. So what I've done is distant healing from the other room, and she enjoys it much better.
Well, even with the cat, I've tried giving her some Reiki treatment, too, just not knowing what's wrong with her, but, you know, just thinking, well, it'll help with whatever. And I mean, I don't actually put my hands on the cat because she'll want to bite me, but I just hold it up about a couple of, you know, 3 inches away from her. And she'll usually let me do it as long as I don't touch her while I'm doing it. But again, I only do it like maybe once a week for the dog, and with a cat, maybe once every 2 weeks.
Yeah, I would focus on her sacral chakra for the cat.
What chakra?
Her sacral.
Oh, sacral. Okay, I know. Okay.
Yeah.
Sacral. It's in the same location as the human, right? The sacral. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, I'll focus on that. Usually, I was focusing on her crown and then her back. So I'll go more to the sacral area.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll definitely take her into the vet then, because yeah, she's making a lot of noise, and she didn't used to do that. So I do believe that maybe she does maybe have something wrong with her then, even though I can't see it. But I appreciate your help.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Irma, when you're talking about doing some energy work on animals, even if it's remotely or at a distance, can you explain to the listeners kind of what you do or what's going, you know, through your mind at the time to give them that energy?
Well, when I'm doing the energy, for example, in a distance, in a distant healing, I need to clear my mind and I connect to the higher source and the life force energy, and I just picture the animal, envision the animal healthy. I usually write down their name or hold a picture in between my hands. And just as if I was working on a person, I go through the motions of balancing each chakra and doing different breathing patterns to continue the energy flow through my hands.
Okay, when you say different breathing patterns, are they like that?
Quantum touch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people may not know what quantum touch is.
Oh, okay. Well, quantum touch is a healing modality that I use, and I'm also a practitioner and instructor. And it's similar to Reiki's healing touch. It's similar to healing touch, just placing the hands on the area where there is pain and just envisioning the area healthy and sending love and light to the area so that it could heal faster.
And is there like a certain amount of minutes that you do it?
I tend to do it, it usually takes me about 20 to 30 minutes. I sense in my hands when I'm done with the person or the animal. See, when I begin the session, I feel the pain right away on my hands. And my hands heat up like two furnaces.
Okay.
And as the session continues, the heat becomes less and less strong, and then that's an indicator to me that it's time to stop the session. that the person or animal received as much energy as their body could take at the moment.
Okay. Do you think that most people, whether they know it or not, do have healing abilities within themselves?
Yes. I believe that everyone's born with that gift.
And it just takes a little bit of fine-tuning it to make it better?
I think so. And there's a lot of classes out there, especially now in community colleges, that people could take, and they're really affordable.
Mm-hmm. Which is also good. Could you give out your information again, including your email?
Okay. My website's www.dreampossibilities.com. My telephone number is 630-253-9264. And my email address is Irma Denise, and Denise is spelled D-E-N-I-Z at AOL.com.
Okay, it's good that you spell it like that, because most people would not have.
Okay.
When somebody calls you for, say, a reading or a healing, either or, about how long does it take for that person
to experience something?
Yeah.
Right away. And I'll make the, as soon as they call, we have a little consultation and we set up a time when I would do the distant healing. So that person will be, let's say, I tell them at between 8 and 8:30 is when I'll do your distant healing session. So they'll prepare for that.
And
so they'll get ready and comfortable, maybe lay on their bed. And as soon as it's over, they call me and they tell me what they experienced. The healing itself takes about 2 to 3 days for it to fully affect the area that it's being worked on.
Okay.
So I wouldn't work on the same person the next day. I would wait 2 to 3 days.
Okay. So when they call you back, what kind of comments do they make to you about what they felt?
It's different for everyone, but the common one is that they felt heat in that specific area, or they felt almost like tingling sensation. There's times where clients have actually told me that they felt hands in that area.
Just,
so I guess it depends. It depends on the person.
And when you're doing the healings, do you get tired from them?
No, I don't. I get energized by them because I'm not utilizing my own energy when I do this. It's coming from the universe.
Okay, because sometimes people, you know, like when they talk with me, they go, well, I tried to heal this person, but I got so tired. Is there something that you can maybe tell the listeners that they can do for themselves so that they don't take on, you know, the tired energy or the draining energy?
Yeah, the number one technique that's used with a lot of practitioners is surrounding yourself with white light before you place your hands on the person or do a distant healing, and just asking your guides or the higher source to protect you from not letting anything that's not of love come through your shield. So it's almost like you're envisioning a protective shield, but it's white light.
Okay.
You can also place that white light around the person or animal that you're healing as well.
Mm-hmm. And that really is very important, because a lot of people, without doing that, I think they would have a tendency to take on some energies that they don't necessarily want or need.
Yes, and if they do take on the energies, the other thing I would suggest is to, after the session, just to shake the hands and direct the energy onto Mother Earth, or to just wash their hands with water. Sometimes when you remove the hands from the person, you can still feel like almost like static energy in the hands.
Okay, which again is very important for the listeners to know, because, like I said, there are people who want to be really good and they want to try to help somebody with something that's going on with them, and they actually try to heal them, and they probably do a very good job, except they get a lot of residue. And then it's like sticks with them for a little while, and it's important that they not do that.
That is very important, yes.
Now you also, like, if somebody wants to come to you for a Reiki session,
mm-hmm.
Okay, in person, we'll do in person first. About how long does that session take?
Probably like 20 to 30 minutes. It's not very long.
Okay.
Not long enough. And that's changed over the years since I've, you know, incorporated more in my life, changed my eating habits, my lifestyle, and I combine all the healing techniques and modalities that I know, so it makes the session, it's a faster session. They don't have to lay on the table for an hour.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes when people are having a Reiki healing, they experience different things. Like they could experience maybe a smell of something, or they could, you know, see different colors. Does that happen a lot?
Yes, I've had clients see different colors when they're receiving the energy. Mm-hmm. And that, to me, could be many things. It could be their own aura that they're seeing, or I tend to work with archangels, and each archangel has a color associated with them. So that could also be what they're seeing.
Okay. When you say the archangels have colors to them, different colors to them, is there like any color that you might want to share with us that people, you know, maybe they're not necessarily thinking they're having a healing done, but they are, and this is the color that they're seeing?
I when I do healings, I like to work with Archangel Raphael, and his color is almost like a neon green
color. So
sometimes people will see flickers of that when they have their eyes closed.
Mm-hmm.
And that just confirms that his presence is in the room.
After somebody has a Reiki healing done, do they usually feel kind of good right away?
When they open their eyes and they come out of the table or chair, they look and feel very peaceful. So the peacefulness of the entire session and the connection that they had just calms them down a little bit. So a lot of them, I get reports back that, you know, they slept better than they ever slept in their entire lives after a session. I do recommend that they drink a lot of water because they're releasing toxins.
Yeah, I think the water drinking is real important, and I don't know if a lot of people know that they should do that. But
it's very important. I received a session a long time ago when I got my energy healing session, and I did not listen when they told me to drink water. So that made me very ill, nauseous and dizzy the next day. It was horrible.
How much water should they drink?
I'm thinking just like maybe like, I don't know, 3 bottled waters. It depends what time they're doing the session.
Okay. Now, when you were talking about what all you do, Irma, you said you do Reiki, quantum healing, and then there was something else that you said.
I do angel light healing and also spiritual healing.
Okay, so quickly, because we only have about 3 minutes, 4 minutes left, maybe
okay.
5, kind of explain to them what the listeners what that might be.
Well, the spiritual healing is just incorporating or calling upon spirits of doctors who used to be alive and just utilizing their skills and knowledge in the specific area of, you know, the person suffering from broken bones or spine issues, then there are specific doctors that are already on the other side that could assist in that healing of that individual as well. The angel light healing, it's utilizing, like I said, the archangels to assist in the healing process.
Okay, now, is Raphael the only one that you use?
No, when I use archangels, I call upon all of them. There's 7 main ones: Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Jophiel, Haniel. So there's a couple.
Okay. But Raphael is usually the one who is the strongest for you.
For healing, yes.
For healing. Okay. Now, could you give out your information one more time?
Okay. My website is www.dreampossibilities.com, and my telephone number is 630 253-9264. If you want to email me, my email address is irmadenise@aol.com, and that's spelled IrmaDeniz.
It's all one word, correct?
Yes.
And it's lowercase?
Yes.
Okay. And you also, if they are in the Chicagoland area, because that's kind of where we're from, they can come to Golden Harvest to
yes.
see you on Tuesday nights. And would you give out the address for that Golden Harvest again?
Yes. Golden Harvest is located at 330 North 8th Street, which is Route 31, and that's in West End, Illinois.
Okay. Are there certain times that Golden Harvest are open?
They're open Monday through Saturday, except on Sundays and Thursdays.
Okay. And then the first Saturday of each month, they also have kind of like a holistic psychic fair.
That's correct. And that's a great opportunity to meet people that work in the store and just other readers from the area and healers as well.
Okay. And that's the first Saturday of each month.
Yes.
And they don't need appointments for that. They just can walk in.
They can walk in, and a lot of readers have discounts on that day, and they just purchase a ticket and could get a reading or healing, reflexology sessions, massage, everything.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm there with you. Irma, can you give out your information one more time before we have to go off air?
Okay, my website is www.dreampossibilities.com. My telephone number is 630-253-9264. And my email address is irmadenise@aol.com, and that's spelled IrmaDeniz.
Great. It's been fun having you on the show. You're always fun talking to. You have a lot of talent within your little old body that you have there. And I would like to, of course, thank all the listeners, and I really like to thank the ones who called in, because it's always fun when we get call-ins and we open the phone lines. If you'd like to get a hold of me, you can get a hold of me at 630-941-6816. Hope everybody has a great rest of the holiday weekend and a great week. And may God bless all of you. Take care and love everybody else. Bye now.
Bye. Thanks.